up, every... What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dad Strides podcast, the running podcast all about getting those tired dad legs moving again. I am your newest dad host, Caleb Babcock.
And it's your favorite dad, Niles Hinn. I say this every time, but your dads are
back
here to
dude.
Pod and talk about running and life and hobbies
and stuff.
Our creaky old bones and stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I have, I'm just going to start the pod with this question, okay?
Hit me.
You texted me the other day. I'm into running again, great. I think. I just want your. I just want you to explain, bro. I'm into running again. I laughed. So
it's
hard.
Because last pod with Ryan, he was getting me all juiced, and then I was watching a Billy Yang video where he does the Grand Canyon double.
Oh yeah,
and they run across the Grand Canyon or something, and then they run back. And I was like, dude, running is like it's such a gnarly cool sport. And I am feeling like I'm finally liking running again. I feel like I went through a phase where I was just like begrudgingly doing it.
Uh-huh.
I think part of it too is that training for a half marathon, I've been able to run fast. And I realize I'm not super fast, but it's just more fun to run quick. Like, you know, like you just feel better versus like this kind of sludgy pace. I think the other thing is that I'm just kind of excited. I think I'm starting to feel like I'm getting in okay shape again, which always has me feeling good. But dude,
you get easily today.
I literally came so close to going surfing instead of running today, and instead I just didn't go surf. And I'm gonna run in like a couple hours. But like I came this close because the waves are like head high and it looks so fun and the water's warming up. It's just like
we're a broken podcast.
I know.
The waves were good, dude. The waves are always good in San Clemente. But what I do like is that you just get hyped on. On like running pretty easily, so that's easy.
Well, I need the community. I think that's what it is. It's like you were my original. You were my original hype boy for running,
for sure.
And then you've kind of introduced me to
an OG hype boy.
And then there's some other people you've introed me to. But I think what it is like I need the community. Like just hearing how stoked Ryan was about running from the last episode.
Dude. So stoked.
It's just getting me stoked. And then like, you know, Billy and all these people. And I think also just like it's such a small, kind of what you always say, it's such a small community. And we're kind of like one friend removed from so many of these
people. Seriously, yeah.
That I do feel like it is
trail running cool, we're mostly talking about.
And I need it. Like surfing, I don't need a community. Like I think it's so fun. I could go do it by myself forever and have a great time. Running, it's just not as
it's
fun.
So
I
know much better with people.
It's just objectively, it's so much better with people. So right now I'm realizing like I kind of need a local vibe community. There's one dad friend who might be getting into running. I just sent him, dude, we need a freaking...
What?
We need some affiliate links because he bought a pair of Bondis from Hoka.
Sick.
he was like, which shoes should I buy? He's like, I was like, well, the Clifton 8s or the Bondis are probably good. And I was like, you should probably go Bondis if you have any like, you know, any pain in your knees. And he's like, you had me at knee pain and bought the Bondis.
Bro, I think I've said this before too, but I literally have everybody but one person in my family has bought Hokas.
Right.
And then
it's crazy.
And then hopefully when we get our craft box, which update for all the listeners, if you've been listening, Niles and I got that craft sponsorship. Haven't got the gear yet because of supply chain stuff, but we got an email like last week, I think, or maybe a week and a half ago.
That like it's saying should be on its way.
It's
is all they
shipping.
Said.
They didn't give us a tracking number, but they said it's shipping. So I honestly think it's coming this week. So then I will get my family on craft. Okay.
Okay, that's just cool. But I'm kind of getting stoked on because they just launched the Cloud Monsters, Cloud Monstra, something like
Cloud
that.
Cloud Bougie Boy Monster Boys.
And I feel, And I feel like, you know, I love my On Bougie Boy trail running shoes.
Right.
I've never tried any Hoka trail running shoes, but going from a Nike trail shoe to an On trail shoe, I love my On trail shoes way more.
Well, On is making a splash in the running world, it seems like.
And I feel like Hoka and On are kind of the two leading in maybe like the ingenuity or they're innovating more on shoes. And also they just have such a distinct look that I think I like dig that part.
I also need to give a shout out to I think Brooks is honestly this year, like they're starting to sign trail runners to their team and they're putting a lot more money behind like developing trail stuff. So that's kind of sick.
Brooks?
Yeah, Brooks.
Like the dad shoe?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm stoked on it. No, dude, Brooks is legit. It's mostly legit because it's a Seattle company. So, and honestly,
you
I ran
saying
in,
exactly is so funny. Just, yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course, dude. New Balance. We should just get a New Balance sponsorship. We should just get one, right. Dude. You know how easy it is to get a sponsor. You know, just get one real quick.
Yeah, we should just have people pay us to be runners.
Yeah.
That's kind of my worst nightmare. I was actually talking to Floberg the other day, Eric Floberg. He's been on the pod before. Mm-hmm. He's a dad. He's a runner. He's got a mortgage. He's got some high net worth. He crushes. And I was laughing with him, and I was like, "Yeah, dude, I keep trying to like tell myself that I'm gonna stop running, and then every time I do that, it's like someone's like, "Oh, we should do this race with me." It's like literally, I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna do my 50k, and then I'm gonna stop, and then we won this craft thing, and now it's like we're going to Sweden for a 55 mile race," and I'm like, "F, this sucks," and then after that, I'm like, "Okay, that'll be the end," and then Ryan texted us and was like, "You guys want to do this 50k up in Oregon?" I'm like, "Frick, dude!" Like every time I try to escape, running keeps pulling me back in, and maybe it's time I just finally bite the bullet and just call myself a runner.
Wait, so that is you're definitely a runner. I know you haven't ran your marathon yet and peed your pants during it, but you're still a runner because I can tell when you start to get into stuff. You know, both of us as filmmakers and photographers, we like want to make content around it, and you just, you know, mm-hmm. I feel like you're getting the itch of being like, you're seeing the community, how cool it is. This, right. Again, kind of talking more trail running here, but like we're open for track and road running right. too. But you're seeing it. You're kind of like, your wheels are turning about how we could make content right. around it, how we could actually, because there's not too many people doing it, dude. Like Ryan Thrower, Billy Yang, like they're kind of the machines of trail running content right now. So I feel like there's...
Totally. And I feel like the whole industry kind of funnels through like six people.
It's ripe for disruption.
Like six people who are like...
six people. It's so true. I mean, maybe we're being super naive, right. but in my head, at least.
Well, not six pros, but just six people who like make content yeah. and run. Like Billy Yang has like a YouTube channel where he like makes content about running.
Trail running.
You know, and then you have, yeah, like trail running. I mean, to me, just running is track like its own thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Track and field.
No, but like running to me is just like people who run, right? I think track to me is like, it's just a different... It's a different sport. It's a way different vibe, obviously.
Sure.
But yeah, it's interesting. It's
cool though.
You haven't been running.
Oh my God.
Can we talk
know.
About how you're getting fat or something?
Yeah, seriously. No, dude, thank God for the Peloton. Honestly, like I've been, because the weather's been bad.
Oh, that's, dude, you've been keeping your strength. That honestly.
Dad's got his heart rate up around 150 once. 150-ish still for the last few months. So here, after Black Canyon, I had like a weird pain. You know, my weird ankle pain, that's healed up on the left ankle that was like hurting me. But then what happened, because I think I, for the longest time, was, well, overcompensating on the other side, I think I have, and I know mm-hmm. I keep saying I think, because I should go to the doctor and I should do PT, but you know how life goes.
But nah.
I think I have Achilles tendonitis, which just means like an inflamed Achilles tendon. And I've done a ton of like self YouTube research, and it just takes a lot of time to get that tendon flared down enough, like a lot of actual rest, and then integrating back in some strength work to the Achilles. So I've been doing that the last couple of weeks, and it feels good. Like in my head, I should go for a run now, but I think next week, starting Monday, I'm going to give it like some small runs to bring it back. And again, I'm really not worried. Right. I'm still like, I'm not in like the running blues where I was training for something, because I was just coming down from a big run. So I can feel myself getting eager. And especially once we get this box of craft goodies, I'm going to be like, yeah, I want to go rip some trails.
Gosh.
But as the sun, the weather gets nicer, I'm definitely going to want to make sure I'm fit. So, but I was talking to John Maxwell, and he's just like, dude, take it slow with recovery. Like as much as you are eager, you want to get back, it's like, it's not worth it. He like told me how he didn't wait long enough back in the day for an injury to like heal up. And it just makes things worse. So it's like, until you're feeling good, like it's just not worth it. And your fitness will come back pretty quick. Like I've heard people say 6 weeks of consistent training and you're pretty much where you left off from the last time you were fit.
Right. And it's easier to get it back once you've had it. I think, yeah, that's cool. Because, yeah, for listeners who are new or don't know, we have a 55-mile race, a 90K in Sweden, I think the end of August. Now, we haven't heard from Kraft any details, so this could very much well fall through. But right now, the plan is to go to freaking Sweden. Yeah, I feel like it's almost the American in us that like needs a schedule and a routine and like to plan it and to like maximize the potential for the trip. And I feel like they're so like European laid back. They're like, why are you guys stressing so much?
Oh, I'm not. The dogs are tripping. Both not, like, we're that? Not stressing. We're just more just like, are we going?
Like, right. Like, it's more, yeah, exactly. It's just like, can we talk about booking tickets? Am I bringing a wife? Am I not? Like, is this like I have to go solo? They originally did say like it'll be 9 days. And I'm like, 9 days away from the family is a long time. Dude,
just got to go. I don't know. Yeah, so I feel like that's kind of the... okay, when we do get the craft box up, let's do a YouTube video. I know we don't post a lot on our Dad's Tribe YouTube, but... here and there, you know, it's we'll have some videos up.
yeah, like once or twice a year, we'll have a YouTube video.
Yeah,
that's sick. So, are you gonna get like a training plan? Like,
yeah,
I guess running for 55 miles. It's like, what do we That's what's a training
also,
for
well,
that?
No, so also like? Shout out to Ryan. He said he Free Trail, like. Basically the company he co-founded with Dylan, like their podcast, and they have an app that's like a training plan app. And yeah,
oh,
and he
really?
Said he'll give us, we just need to send us him our email, but that he said, I'll give it to you guys for free, which I'm happy to pay for it and support him. But I guess he's been following it. He's doing a 100-miler coming up and he's just been following their app.
Right.
So I think it's just Free Trail. I should download it, but shout out to that. If you're looking for any app, like an app, some coaching, I think they have like strength work built in. And I know they want to keep developing that for folks like us.
Dude, I'm going to download that.
No, honestly.
Right now. Free trail?
Anytime you can get a training plan, if you have a race, it's just like at least get on something to keep you. You just, the last thing you want is to be like, oh, I forgot. I need to do this, and this today. And it's so much easier to just look at a piece of paper or look at an app and be like, this is what I have today. And I know end to end, it's fully thought out. So if you hit it, it just gives you more confidence on knowing that you did the training.
Right. There's nothing worse than being like, oh, I need to run today. And you're like, how far should I run? 4 miles?
Eight miles?
Yeah,
it's a complete guess.
You know,
totally,
it's just like, it's a complete guess. And then you're basically never going to push yourself that hard because you're always going to be like, oh, well, that's too long, or I don't have time. Or, you know, it's like when you know that you have a 15-mile run coming up that week, you basically plan your week around that to make sure you have that 2 to 3 hour window to actually go complete
and
that
I think
run.
Every race that you're training for, it just might be different. So it's like, there's going to be key workouts for like, you know, if I want to train for a fast, obviously a mile, but like a faster race, like a half marathon or a 5K on the road, like those workouts are going to be different, but then your recovery might look different too. And yeah, dude. So I definitely want to get on that. And once we do, then we can update the pod, but I want to get the strength back for sure.
I know, it's true. It's hard to lose it, but I think it's important to have like seasons of a lot of running, seasons of not a lot of running.
Didn't you text me too that you're like, I'm kind of getting, because you have been running quite a bit. You've been running consistently because you got the race coming up and you're getting skinny.
Right. But training for half marathons.
You said
sick,
I'm getting skinny again, dude.
I did look in the mirror and I was like, oh, there it is, starting to lose a little weight.
It's so funny how you, because like you, your body type, you can put on weight quick and lose it quick.
Oh yeah, it's like I'm a like I got we've talked about this before. I'm a thick boy, so it's like if I were to eat really bad and like never exercise, like I would be pretty chubby.
What does it feel like to look at and be like, I look different? Like I've been the same. That's the opposite of me. I can't. I don't change really.
Yeah, right.
Is it weird?
I don't know. It's just. I mean, probably a little weird. I think it's just also
it's
just
so
normal.
I mean, that is most people. Like, don't get me wrong, but I feel like it's cool to see progress about like, wow, I'm running and I look like, not that like you want to look skinnier necessarily, but it's like that is a result. Like, I'm seeing a result from what I'm doing. It's kind of like a cool thing.
Right.
Like, I want my ridges more chiseled.
Yeah,
but,
I want my ridges to be chiseled, but I don't want to be too attractive because there's really no value in being like hot anymore. But at the same time, when you look in the mirror and you see a jacked guy, it's like that guy can do a lot of cool stuff. That chubby guy version of that mirror probably couldn't do. So it's like one of those things where it's like, if I'm surfing a ton and I'm running a ton, I look in the mirror and I was like, oh, I'm looking fit. It's because I am fit, which is awesome. You know, I feel like for you, it's like, I guess seeing the progress, I know I'm on the right track. When for you, maybe it's
to me,
hard.
It's like I feel it.
You could be in good shape or bad shape.
Yeah,
and you look the same.
Exactly. Like my difference is I feel it completely different when I go for like a longer run. In a
dude, call that a blessing though. Shout out.
Yeah,
to
dude, I'll call that a blessing. Thank you, Lord.
Naturally thin and skinny.
I mean,
thin and skinny.
It has its downfalls too, dude. I won't get into the psychological distress I felt over the years from people calling me a scrawny kid. Just kidding.
Better than being called a fat kid. Dude,
oh, I mean, yeah, definitely. I don't want to like
getting hazed for your body sucks. No matter.
But guys
what.
Don't really but, even have to deal with that as much as like I feel like I've heard crazy stuff.
Right.
Not, I guess maybe not that much, but like you know, you just hear stuff like girls are way more. Crazy with that stuff. God, I'm not a girl.
Well, there's just way more pressure on them too. But yeah, but dude,
I love being a guy.
Speaking
of girls,
not I do not the greatest transition to talk about my wife. But speaking of girls,
so good.
So
we're such good podcasters.
My wife, my wife is smart. Wife is training for a half marathon. And she's running 9 this weekend, which
heck
will be the farthest she's ever ran. And then the next weekend's 10, and then the next weekend's our race. But dude, when she ran 8, that was the farthest she'd ever run too. The farthest she'd ever run was 7 miles, so she's gonna go run 8. It's kind of hot. She's wearing like her leggings and you know her outfit and everything. Yeah. And I get a text. She's like, I'm a half mile in and I just fell and like scraped my knee. And she sends me a photo and she has a massive gash in her leg that is just bleeding all down her leg. And I was like, and I felt so bad, obviously. And what it was is she was running with paint and we got a new leash that you actually put around your waist that has I've a bungee. Those. And he just pulled her a little bit and it was her first time using it. And she caught her toe and just went face down. Right in front of all these people. But I just want to give her a shout out because she finished the 8 miles.
Beast.
Like this is at 0.7 and she went and finished the 8 miles and
with just like the worst attitude, probably just like I hate you.
Oh, just in the worst mood, hating everything, bleeding everywhere.
Was she sore the next day?
Oh no, she was so sore. Like her leg, her knee was all messed up. But I was like, dang, dude, like that's pretty
that's
gritty.
The ultra
like,
runner mentality, dude. Watch out. She might start going farther than you.
I know.
Wait, and then I think I saw a run you posted. Or you're like, I went out hard, but you're like, I got smoked. Like, did you start too hard? And then.
Oh, it was, I ran I raced a 10K and I ended up running like a 7:56 average, which for me is pretty fast. Like, I felt like I was doing decent.
Yeah, dude, thick
decent.
Boy fast. Awesome.
it is thick boy fast for sure. I felt pretty bad the whole time and I thought I was gonna be able to go a little faster, but dude, some runs it just isn't happening. Like it was, I think the problem here is like, it's 72 degrees outside, but you're just in direct sun.
Dude.
So like you're just like, there's no shade. So when you start
getting
hot,
back to Black Canyon this year, it was so hot. I'm like, that probably affected me more than I think. Like the entire day in fully exposed sun.
Dude, it ruins you. Even going to the beach all day, like you get home and you're exhausted because it's just like the sun just wears you down.
Such a bigger thing. But this weekend, actually, we're recording this on the 19th. This weekend is a race called the Canyons 100K. And it happens on the Western States course. And it's the last race of this year where you can get an automatic or a golden ticket race for Western States. So it's a huge elite field going, kind of how like Black Canyon was a big one. There'll probably be a bunch of media coverage, but that's this weekend as well, which is going to be fun to follow. Some crazy fast people out there. But it's going to be hot. Anytime it's like, you know, it gets closer to the summer, California races up in like the mountains, like it's potential to be hot. And then Western States is always crazy hot, like sketchy hot. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, there's places that push
but
like 100
degrees. Imagine if
nuts.
We got to go to Western States one year and just like, we just like hang out and make some Dad Strides content. It's so fun.
It'd be sick.
Because Ryan does really like, I think last year, Dylan did like the live stream. So Dylan was like on the camera. And
he did.
I think Ryan was just literally running camera for that. So like we could maybe get a media pass. That'd be fun and run around. be insane.
Yeah.
We'll try. Shoot film photos. Crusty.
Shoot a bunch of film photos and then make a couple YouTube videos probably. I mean, why not? Or do a live pod in field.
No, dude, on the course. That'd be fun.
That'd be sick.
Just the coverage. The coverage that people really want, you know, a podcast from the field.
Right. Right. Are you going to be working on your summer tan at all?
I definitely need to start bronzing. I'll probably start doing yard work pretty soon now that the weather, you know, the grass is starting to grow. I'll probably do it with my shirt off. And
right, dude, I've been running only with my shirt off. And like, look how dark I'm. Like, you can see my face. I'm getting very dark.
I think.
Yeah.
Careful. Summer, dude. Remember at first you didn't ever want to run with your shirt off? You were kind of like, I don't think you cared, but like you just didn't know. Yeah.
Well, it's a self-conscious thing. It's just like,
you were a little bit self-conscious about that?
Of course. It's like people who run with their shirt off. And for me, it's more of a, it's like, I now have more confidence. Like, dude, I don't look
I
like
I honestly think that's like
I got,
a...
I got my hairy
but that's
chest.
Honestly, to me, when I think about that, it's like, it's such a different mindset because you're in like Southern California where people are not in their shirts a lot. Up in Washington, I just think of like back in the day, cross country, we're all super just like skinny kids. No, there's nothing to show off, but you just have your shirt off because you're hot. Like you're running hard.
So that is why I run with my shirt off is because I'm hot and I need to stay cool. And because then I don't get a farmer's tan, which I'm just like, I don't want the farmer's tan. I'll take the poop head wetsuit tan any day.
I used to like back when I would skate like all summer and just get like in a t-shirt, crazy farmer's tans. And I don't like it anymore. Cause if you do want to have your shirt off, then you're just like, whoops.
it's embarrassing, in San Clemente, it's kind of like, that person doesn't live here. Like if you have a farmer's tan, like you don't live here. Cause clearly you are wearing your shirt all the time. It's like if you have a farmer's tan and you're at the beach, it's like, like this is his first time.
So to answer your question, I'm definitely then working on my tan because I don't want to look like a kook at San Clemente.
That's so true.
But okay, so I think, did I mention it? Yeah, so Ryan texted us after we recorded and was like, hey, you guys need to come do the Gorge Waterfalls race next year. So they just had it and we were down. So
that's what
Striders, if you're listening and want to do your first ultra or second or come hang, I'm for sure going to go. Niles is for sure going to go at this point. And I'm going to go even if I'm in. I don't expect to be injured all the time, but it just happens to be like, it just happened. So I'm going to for sure go. I want to do that to be like my redemption 100K. So basically a year later from Black Canyon. And they have a 50K option too. So if you're not up for 100K, I might do a 50K too, depending on how training's going, you know. But
I don't think I'm not into 100K.
You should do the 50K.
Yeah. The 50K is great. And it's still way too far, but it'll
way
be
too
fine.
Far. No, it's like the best. That's like the perfect, you know, entry distance to ultras.
Right. I am stoked on it not being hot. Like if it's up in Oregon and it's like, it's cool and maybe
I'll send
it's cloudy
you the
all
race
day.
Like, they just did a race recap video. It's just all like PNW style trails. It's right on the border between Oregon and Washington.
Yeah. The Gorge. That's sick.
Yeah, guys, we just wanted to get on and chat, tell you that Niles is back into running. I am almost coming off this injury, excited to start running again. We have not got our craft gear, but we're close. We think.
Oh, I can't wait for a craft review. I can't wait to go to Sweden. Like that sounds so cool, but I just don't want to get my hopes up because it doesn't feel real.
It'll happen, dude. We just gotta name it and claim it.
Okay. Amen.
All right, y'all. Striders.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next time.